The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host. I am a business strategist and I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. Today I'm having a conversation with Martin Sharp about the importance of health and fitness in business. Hello, Martin, and welcome.
Hey, would you like to have even more energy, more vitality, and more confidence in the weeks, months, years, even decades ahead running your business? I've been a business transformation consultant since 1993 with corporates on major changes from $16 billion asset transfers, £15 billion airport purchases to £1, £2, £3 billion restructurings along with multi-million pound improvement programs. But the thing was, by the time I hit 43, my working lifestyle led me to weigh in at 154 kilograms, that's 340 pounds, with a waist that was 130 or 54 inches. Through a lot of work, by the time I hit 45, I weighed now just 94 kilos, 207 pounds with a 32-inch waist, which is 81 centimetres. My name is Martin Sharp. I'm a multi-award-winning international consultant, coach, speaker and author, and also a business owner since 2009. I understand the unique challenges that are faced by busy professionals, and why up until this point, it may not have been easy to fit health into their lifestyles. And what really lights me up more than anything else is when I hear the joy from others when they have the newfound freedom and confidence and happiness from health and fitness.
That's a tremendous change in your own position, Martin, and good on you for recognizing it in the first place and then taking the action to deal with it. We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or something else?
That's a great question. Coffee or tea? Now, the thing is, I like both. Specifically, I like to have coffee when I'm trying to get stuff done. I want to get myself into a position where I churn through stuff. So I'll enjoy a really nice cup of black coffee. Just coffee as it basically comes, usually two or three espresso shots in there. And just really enjoy having that as I'm working away through what it is that I'm trying to create or produce or whatever content's coming there. Keeps me in that zone, keeps me motivated. However, I also love a cup of tea. I love a lovely cup of tea, especially when you're having good chats with friends, socializing and things. It's just really nice being able to have that. And again, probably a little dash of milk kind of works just nice for me.
Are you an early bird or a night owl? Or can you do a little bit of both?
I've been both over my life. I was a night owl for many years, thought actually that's the best thing that I could do. And I used to work 2, 3, 4 in the morning and then get up late and do the rest of things. Now, what I found is that was probably one of the biggest causes of me actually putting on a lot of weight. And actually, when I look back over how effective I was over that period of time, I probably wasn't actually all that effective, certainly not as effective and efficient as I am now when it comes down to getting things done. And certainly not when it came to actually my own health. These days, I'm definitely more of an early bird. You'll find me rising sometime around about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm really spending those first few quality hours specifically on myself, my health, and actually my own well-being, making sure I've got myself positioned ready for the day.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
At the moment, I've just finished reading a book called Primal Cure by Steve Bennett. It's an older book, but a really good one, really interesting viewpoint on regards to what it is that actually makes us sick and actually how we can avoid it. So definitely worth a good read, definitely worthwhile going through that one. And quite surprising as well, even though it's quite an older book, it's only really these days that we're starting to see some of the ideas about being more healthy, more movement, not necessarily having so much sugar in your diet, not as much processed foods. Whereas before, this book has been out for crumbs and it's something where it's just a really good one to sort of go through and so think actually, this is where we need to be moving ourselves towards.
What is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word that describes your journey so far. I think an adventure would be the best word for it. I've never known exactly which direction it's going to take. So it's like the old saying goes, planning process is always wrong, but it's invaluable. So I always have plans in place, plans for my business, plans for my family, plans for myself personally. But it's usually those things that come towards the left field that kind of make it a little bit more interesting. So these things that are not necessarily on the plan, we take advantage of. And then it's those things that have kind of taken me to some amazing opportunities that I've helped travel the world, met some amazing people. I've done some absolutely fantastic things inside of a working profile, my own career and things, and with my own business, as well as actually outside of that in the other fields and areas, which includes things like snow sculpting. I never imagined I would ever be doing that with an amazing artist, Justin. Been out doing all sorts of sports, so I did a lot of rivers and things, canoeing and things that came up, and yeah, just absolutely fantastic, enjoying life.
Now it's time for us to hear a little more about your journey, how you got started in your journey. What was the inspiration that first drew you to your specific area of expertise?
I suppose if I was really going back to the beginning, it would be my stepfather when I was probably about 10, 11, and he noticed I had a bit of an aptitude for IT and computers and things and got me doing programming really back then. That kind of led the start of my career in IT more than anything else. But it was one of those things where I kept searching and thinking, actually, where's the big answer? Where can I make the biggest difference? So what started off as a career in IT then quickly turned into actually, you start looking at software as the thing you need to do. I started looking at how you can deal with software. And then it was, okay, that is part of the answer. You services, that's what you need to be looking at. Services is what people really need, and start looking at how services work. And then it became actually, well, services are only part of the question. It's actually, how's the business all hang together? And how's the people kind of work behind it? How's the structure? How do they actually utilize some of these services to really accelerate the organization? And that kind of led my career a little bit further down.
And most importantly, Martin, who were the really influential people that started you on this path?
At that point, I met a chap called John Foster, who was an amazing enterprise architect who helped hone my skills as an enterprise architect and understanding how businesses are really structured, and then being able to take that kind of structure and utilize it as a way of being able to start to show what are the what ifs, what's the scenarios that can really make an organization grow. And that led to some amazing opportunities with regards to helping out with mergers and acquisitions and some major transformations. And got me a bit of a name, really, where people would tend to, once they've tried something themselves and they thought, actually, I've created myself a problem, they then would give me a call and I would come in and give them the hand to solve their problems. And that's been a real interesting part of my career and then part of what my business was doing originally. But like I said in the introduction, that was only part of what kind of happened. From there, that kind of joy of knowing then that how businesses worked and being able to help organizations restructure and improve processes, improve systems, improve how they deal with things. It really came back then to leadership and how do you actually lead people and how do you make that kind of work? How do you make it so that actually an organization will follow the right kind of lines, a defined way, and be able to inspire people to bring the best out of people and things? And that really started to look at how can I bring the best out of myself? And it took a long time. It wasn't something that kind of came overnight. But by working with other people, I worked with an amazing speaker coach called Andy Harrington on public speaking capability. And also, he gave me a lot of insight into workings of the mind and psychology and things, and working with an amazing fitness coach, Adam Bates. And they both challenged me and pushed my limits as well. So it made it so that I started to see something better. And then when I finally came out the other side with my own health, and I suddenly realized actually this was the missing part of the formula. To really be able to lead other people, you have to be able to lead by example. You have to be one of those inspirational people. By the same time, you have to walk your own walk.
Was there a defining moment in your journey, Martin, that really spoke to you?
You can't ask others to do something you wouldn't do, because then that's incongruent with who you should be. And that really was that kind of change and defining moment. So actually, I need to help other people, because we're in a position now where by the time it gets to 2035, the WHO are already saying half the world's going to be overweight or obese. And the problem is, as business owners, entrepreneurs and consultants, we're in the prime kind of seat for those people that are going to take the lion's share of that number.
How do you balance your personal life and your business? And share with us a challenge you have faced and how you've overcome it so that it might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast.
Balance is one of those really weird things, isn't it? Because there's not a real thing as balance. It's going to be swings from one thing to another. And that always happens because it all depends on what's going on in your life. It's a bit like the old adage of if you're ever going to do a planning cycle, like quarterly planning, you make sure your plan is for 12 weeks, but you schedule it for 13 because something's always going to go wrong. There's always going to be something that's going to interrupt it. There's always going to be something that comes left field or some great opportunities you want to take up. So you've got all these things that happen, whether it's in personal life or in business life. Now, for me though, it's try to find the boulders, the big things, and really put them in place so that effectively you can move everything around them. So make sure you are scheduling family time, scheduling holidays and breaks, scheduling time with friends and things, and work your diary so that it becomes the thing that manages where things are going for you. And all of a sudden, you'll find that you start making space for those things that are really important in life, as opposed to just having life flitter away with you. Because if you don't put those big boulders into your diary first, then what you'll find is the busyness of business just drags you around all over the place. It will always consume your time. There'll always be something else to do. There's always another email coming. There's always another inquiry, another phone call, another tweet, another whatever the poll's going to be. So unless you set aside and put those kind of boulders in place and treat them as such, you've got no way of being able to manage around it. That includes things like rescheduling things. For example, you might have everything scheduled in quite nicely. Everything's going to work this week. But then you might find, oh, your son, your daughter, or niece, nephew, or friend has got something really important going on. You really like to be part of it. You want to go see that school play, or you might need to take them to a dental appointment or something else. So rather than looking at how you can cancel something, just look at how you reschedule something. So again, you've got to this point now where you're managing what's going through your life, not necessarily just postponing your life going forward. And always try and have something really enjoyable to look forward to. For me, that might be doing another long distance walk. It might be going on another adventure. It might be the idea of planning something significant that we're going to do with the house or something. Always have something that you're working towards. So you've got something that kind of breaks up and has a change from the day-to-day life, the day-to-day monotony, if you're not careful. How to share a challenge, though, what I overcame. I think that the biggest challenge for me, though, has been around controlling my weight and my health. I don't necessarily come from the greatest breeding stock. My father was a racehorse. I'm pretty sure I'd be shot by now, especially as my father. He's got fibromyalgia, diabetes, and cancer. And in fact, his twin brother died of cancer not long ago, which wasn't a good thing. And my younger brother, 2 years younger than me, he's already started with the fibromyalgia and diabetes. So I knew that if I didn't do something about my health, that actually I was going to probably end up going down the same path. And like many people, I had that kind of wake-up call. I went out and I did all the things you're supposed to do. I got myself gym membership, got myself a personal trainer, got a diet plan, etc. I found that after about 7 years, things still weren't really changing. And it's because the industry wasn't actually set up for it. And it took a while for me to work out how to get my health and fitness to work as being a busy consultant and being a business owner. But once you found that, what that magic ingredient is and how you can make it work for you, then all of a sudden things become so much easier. It doesn't matter then whether I'm working out in Dubai or in the US or Kazakhstan or wherever, really. It's just easy enough to be able to work and look after yourself wherever you are.
How do you want to change or shape the future and the profession of your field?
Yeah, I'm all about the future at the moment with regards to especially the health and being and happiness of business owners and entrepreneurs. As a society, we're all sleepwalking into some significant health issues if we're not really careful, because we've got this, what is going to become a global pandemic if we're not careful, of people coming overweight, obese, the lack of movement, etc. And these things, more significant than anybody realizes, the number one cause of most non-communicable diseases, things like heart disease, cancers, diabetes, hypertension, all sorts of things. And in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if over the next 10 years or so, we find out that actually being sedentary, sitting down, it almost becomes as bad as smoking. And we're not entirely sure you're ever going to get a just don't sit down label on a chair. But certainly, we need to bring that information to people so they realize they do have to move. And I think that probably would be one of the biggest things I would recommend to anybody who is coming into the field. It's so easy just to get your head stuck in the one thing that you're dealing with, just looking at that one specialization, that one field. And don't get me wrong, we have to be incredibly focused and incredibly hardworking when it comes down to creating an amazing business and actually creating amazing change in the world. But if we're not careful, then what's the cost? What's the personal cost of doing this. And the personal cost could be actually it's our health. It could be our happiness. And in the long run, that ends up being your confidence as well. And as a business leader, you want to be up there. You want to be showing yourself, strutting yourself, and being the most confident and charismatic person you can possibly be. And if you're finding that actually your health is a challenge, your life is a challenge, then that will always have an impact. And that will show in how you're actually being present with other people.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
My dream would be that all business owners and entrepreneurs and busy consultants have the knowledge and the capability at their fingertips to actually make a difference to their own life, to be able to live their life with happiness, with purpose, with health. That means that they can turn their hand to anything they really want. So they can go on those adventures that they might want to do. They can make that great family that they might be looking to do. They can be running those amazing businesses that they really want to do. They're up for the challenge of creating that amazing and unique deal and being able to take that unlimited and abundant amount of energy that they need to be able to make that success come. And it comes with ease because they've actually got that concentration themselves.
That's fantastic, Martin. Thanks for joining us. But before you go, where can our listeners find you?
So thank you all for listening. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this as much as I have enjoyed sharing some of my experiences. And thank you very much for having me on the show. It's been a real honor to be able to share some of the insights that I've had over my 30-odd years in business and working with businesses. If you'd like to know more, you'd like to get in touch, you'll always be able to find me on www.martinsharp.com. You'll be able to get in touch there. Or just send an email at hello@martinsharp.com. I'm quite happy to respond back to you. Have an absolutely super fabulous day ahead and look after yourself. Bye for now.
Thanks, Martin. There's some great advice in everything that you've said for someone to take advantage of. Thanks to our listeners for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast, and be sure to join us for our next episode. And of course, check out the back catalogue because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.